I guess the music didn't start. Welcome, everybody, this Solstice Sunday. How are you? This is our brand new show, and we're coming to you live from both the West Coast and the East Coast of California. We have Mrs. Rebecca Lawler as our co-host on the East Coast, and we have in California, we have me, Miss Maria DiGiovanni, and we have Miss Magdalena Gomez. Hello, Rebecca. Are you there with us?
I'm right here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm excited.
Magdalena, are you there?
Yes, good morning to my soul sister.
We also have Miss Coretta Dahl in our chat room, and we have some guests in there, and I just want to welcome everybody there. And if you would like to log on, it's this free account, so if you want to chat with our chat room host, Coretta, just go ahead and sign on for a free Blog Talk Radio account. And it will just take you a second, and you'll be able to go ahead and chat with us live. So, but today is a really special day. We've all come together, and most of us needed a little bit of a way to fellowship, a new way of fellowshipping. And I am blessed and honored to be able to host this show called Soul Sister Sunday. It's the Soul Sister Radio. And that may change. Who knows? God has us all growing. As of today, this all came about because Magdalena and I and Rebecca have had a really big calling to bring women together as men and just have God a little bit closer and a different and new way to reboot church. And all this came about with Hebrews 12:22. So if you're there and you do have a Bible in front of you, because this is Soul Sister Sunday, and go ahead and open it up. And God kind of teaches me scripture in a weird way. He kind of tells me to go from the back of the Bible to the front of the Bible. So if you go and you find the first book with the chapter 12, verse 22, and that is Hebrews 12:22. Magdalena, why don't you go ahead and read it for us?
Yes. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly.
Today, I am blessed and I'm honored to say the foundation of Soul Sister Radio is this amazing group of angels that are coming together in joyful assembly. Rebecca, how do you feel about that, my dear? It's happening.
Well, I'm excited, and I feel like it's been a long time in coming, and it's going to be a group of us together sharing the Word of God and fellowshipping together, and I'm just honored to be a part of this.
It's pretty cool. And again, I wanted to just do a little bit of a background on Rebecca's background when it comes to ministry. Why don't you tell our audience, Rebecca, a little bit of your background and your schooling and why you have come to want to do this so badly?
Well, I was very blessed young. I was able to attend a church that I loved dearly in Orlando, Florida, and it was Orlando Christian Center. When I was about 12 years old, I started going there. Benny Hinn was the pastor who has since moved forward and has just grown a tremendous ministry, but was very much involved, traveled to several foreign countries, Lima, Peru, and went to different orphanages. We were blessed to take Bibles and met the most amazing, amazing children, and that was actually my beginning and where I really developed my passion for kids. Further went on with that and joined an organization for kids called Young Life. Was very much involved with Young Life, which is an amazing, amazing organization. From there, really, really wanted to go into the ministry, and went to Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Studied there for 3 years, and just was so blessed and always wanted to really do something and go into the ministry, but do something different. So about 10 years ago, I started Hearts of Hope, which is an organization that I started that helps kids who are abused. And that sort of kind of has been my ministry. And Maria and I have known each other for quite some time. And a long time ago, we really started talking about this and praying about this radio show. We didn't really know at the time it was going to be a radio show, but really, really praying about how we could come together as Christian women who really believed in the Lord, who believed in Jesus and God, and how He had changed and blessed our lives through our trials and tribulations. And so we're here today. So it's just I'm really so excited in my heart, and I'm just so thrilled and blessed, and I'm so grateful for what all God has done in my life. It's it has been He's really been such a great influence and has really changed me and has really kept me out of so much harm, because I could not even be here today with my background and my childhood. It's by the grace of God that I'm here.
Amen. I totally get that. And thank you so much for sharing, because it totally creates a foundation for what we're going and the confidence that we need to move forward. And it's a blessing that we're here. And thank you so much. Magdalena, share your heart and your background in ministry so we can share with our audience where you come from.
Well, I was raised in a Catholic household. Is really where my faith began. I really didn't know any better, because I was raised by two older women who, I'm getting an echo, unfortunately. Let me move to a different room. Where what I'm talking about with them is they established my faith in God, but it wasn't really until I was in college that I joined a college ministry, and it was about being a disciple. It was about carrying your cross. It was about Matthew 28, going and making disciples of all nations. And that's where my background comes. I spent three years of Bible study, going to church Wednesdays through, Sundays. My life was God. I was a sold out disciple. I brought people to God, to church, because that was my calling. But of course, I fell out of that. However, I've always had a love for God, and God has put me through my trials and tribulations to bring me back, and He's bringing me back stronger than ever. And this is why I'm so proud and happy to be part of this ministry, to be a soul sister.
A soul sister. And again, Magdalene, thank you so much, and it's a blessing. It's amazing to me, from my perspective, sitting in the middle of, in the midst of the amazing caliber of God-loving women that I have around me. And this radio show is because of all of you sisters in my life. And wow, how blessed are we. And again, this radio show is a new way of fellowship. And when I talk about fellowship, last night Maggie and I went to church, and Pastor Rick gave an amazing story last night. He shared some things with us. But the one thing that he shared was exactly what the basis of Soul Sister Radio is all about, and that's the fellowship of sharing together, studying together, serving together, and suffering together. And these women, especially these two on the radio with me right now, live in Coretta in our chat room, we have done this diligently for the last 10 years, 12 years. And I am just blessed and honored to be here sharing this with you ladies, and really just moving forward with a whole new way of fellowship in church. So we're rebooting and redefining and refreshing, because I, too, came from a background of a Catholic background, and I didn't know Scripture or even really know anything about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. To me, He was that guy on the cross, and I really didn't know so much about Him. So I'm excited to be able to share my personal relationship with this guy that I call Joe, because if you read a little book called God on a Harley, it really defines my relationship with my Jesus Christ, who I am in love with. So I am honored to be here, honored to be part of this amazing, joyful assembly of angels, And ladies, let's move forward. Today, we decided to start this ministry with Revelation 12. And the reason why is because it is the year 2012. And real quick, I have a question for everybody as far as that fact. It is the year 2012 from what? Does anybody ever stop to think? What is this 2012 from what? So whether or not you believe this man is the Son of God or not, you have to come to a time when you say, it's the year 2012 from what? This man's death. So whether or not you believe he's the Son of God or not, there comes a time when you have to say, who is this guy? And that's another reason why we're here. So Revelation 12, we're going to go ahead and start the year 2012, because also Magdalena is going to share that it's also the year of the dragon. And this month, I think it's the 23rd of the month, it's going to be the year of the dragon in the Chinese New Year. So Magdalena, why don't you start, and why don't you explain why we came up with Revelation 12 and actually 12:12.
Okay, well, it so happened that, interestingly enough, on December 21st and not on the 22nd, I had received a little cartoon caption of two Aztec Indians. And one of the Aztec Mayan Indians is holding the calendar. And it's a little joke, and it says, the guy says, I only had enough room to go up to 2012. The other Aztec Indian said, ha, they'll freak somebody out someday. But you know what? It really made me think, because it made me think of the end of times. Regardless of whether it's true or not, it prompted my spirit. And it prompted me to look up Revelation, the end of times. But in my head, aside from seeing the knowing the fact of December 22nd, I kept seeing 12:12. And I'm thinking, why am I envisioning 12:12? So then I went to Scripture, and I looked up Revelation 12:12. And it says, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. For woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. Again, we are coming in a time of rejoicing, but God is heeding a warning. And he says, the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury. What does fury mean? It is an unrestrained or violent anger. It is rage. And why is Satan furious? He is furious because he knows that his time is short. God is telling us we need to look at our lives and say we need to get right with God. And this is what the scripture meant to me. But the 12:12, what's also interesting is that I had asked Maria by chance, I said, how many chapters are there in Revelation? You know, and off the top of her hand, she didn't know. So I looked it up. There's exactly 22 chapters. Each chapter represents one of the last days, each day of the last days. And 10, the 12:12 is the last 10 days. And the last 10 days is when we will start rejoicing, because we will be together. But we will see the last days happening before our eyes. And this is what this prompted me. And it so happens to be that this upcoming year is the year of the dragon. The dragon, and the name of the chapter on Revelation 12 is The Woman and the Dragon. We are meant to be here to spread the word, and this is the only way we can slay the dragon is through the word, teaching God's word, living God's word, breathing it, you know, and walking it. And I really hope that this ministry prompts that in our spirits to get right with God and to share about the last days.
And that's why we're here, and that's why we're starting with Revelation 12. If anybody who has walked a very difficult path, we all know, and women, the women that have surrounded us right now, we're truly dragon slayers. And that's what I find that's happening right now, is the caliber of women that love God, that are all coming together, all in joyful assembly, all targeting the same goal, and that's God's glory and God's will, not ours, but God's will. And it's interesting that just this past October, that Rebecca, you received something that has been coming to you for so long, and I was blessed to be able to be there to witness it. And you became our first Mrs. U.S. Ambassador. And with that, you received an amazing crown. And there's no coincidences in life. And if we're going to start this Bible study with Revelation 12, I want to start with the first part of that. And if you could just read the first part, Revelation 12, 1, Magdalena.
It says, again, it's the woman and the dragon. A great and wondrous sign appeared in the heavens. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head.
Now, Rebecca, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Tell me, explain to me about the crown that you received, that we had no idea that we were going to do this when you got it.
Well, I think, you know, how God just works in so many amazing ways. And, you know, I think we shared about last night, we had I had an amazing little girl come to our house last night, and we all know that we have been blessed with so many great children in our life, and especially lately with some that have just been such an inspiration to us. But, you know, for me, I think it's going back to realizing the awe in a child's eye. She came to our house last night and placed this crown on her head that Maria gave me, which is an honor, and truly it's been a gift to me to be able to wear that crown. It's about sharing my testimony, what God has done to me, and how His grace, like I started talking from the beginning of the show, has just been in my life and been evident through all of my 43 years. And, you know, for me, and it's been just a truly, what He's done in my life has been so amazing, and how He's changed my life. And I think my dream for this, for all of us, is just to recognize His love for us, to recognize how true and dear to us we are to Him, through His blood that He, when He died on the cross, and just the newness that He gives us every day, when we go to Him and ask for His grace and what He does in our lives every day, and just how He has really spared us, and to see the awe in children, you know, to know how something so beautiful can be placed on their head and how wondrous that is. And I think that's the end of, you know, us working together to have that. We know that when we feel God's love, our life is changed forever. And it really is that love. And I think we talked, too, about His will. And I just think it should be a year that we take our focus off of ourselves and put our focus on what God's will is and what God's will is for our lives.
That was part of the representation of that crown. And, again, the crown has 12 stars amongst the back of the crown, and in the front it has three that represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And again, when we ordered this crown, we really didn't know. And placing it on a child's head and being able to see that innocence of, wow, okay, that's what it was all about. And I think that's what this scripture is about. As far as we as women, that crown was given to us before we were born. And a lot of us have a problem with recognizing it within us, and it was there all along. You now wear it. And here we have a scripture that we're talking about a woman that is there standing with this crown. Now, you, Rebecca, have a nonprofit that's all about helping children. It is the Chinese Year of the Dragon. Last night, when when we were at church, you met a woman. And I am blessed and honored to announce a brand new fundraiser. The Rebecca Lama Limited has partnered with Four Beyond the Green International Ministries, and we are creating a new Heart for Freedom. There was a woman there, and we will find her name real quick. And she was in Tiananmen Square in 89 when the massacre happened. And she has survived and overcome. And there's a one-child policy in China. And so literally hundreds of thousands of baby girls have been murdered in China. And I am blessed and honored to say that we are creating a Heart for Freedom. And ironically, as you know, I don't believe in coincidences. The name of her book is called A Heart for Freedom. So I am excited to be able to partner up with her. She is a in love with the Lord Jesus Christ woman. To offer this to her so she can help these little girls this year of the dragon, where the dragon has tried to come and kill the women in China. And now we're going to restore that. Rebecca, thank you so much for blessing Four with this partnership. How do you feel about that? Your heart is going to be saving millions of little girls in China.
Well, I'm thrilled. I'm just thrilled beyond belief. And, you know, God gave us that dream, you know, to help kids who are abused and gave and really truly the patent on the heart. You know, Rebecca Lawler Limited has the heart. We and God gave me that idea. I just didn't wake up one morning and say I'm going to create a glass heart and then on top of it get a design patent on that. So I'm really looking forward to really seeing lives change and to really help children and to make a difference. And it's just it's amazing as I sit back and watch how He's doing that through that heart and what He's doing.
It's pretty excited, and we'll talk about more of that in a minute. The lady's name, Magdalena, what was her name?
It's Chai Ling, like Chai T-C-H-A-I, last name L-I-N-G, Chai Ling, A Heart for Freedom.
It was an amazing experience that last night, and again, I'm going to bring that up because we're speaking about the children that we're touching. And a lot of us do what we do as mothers because we have children, and also as women because we represent that mother, okay? The heart is also representing children that have gone to heaven and are preparing the way for this joyful assembly. And Rebecca, real quick, I want to interject that we did lose another child, and this is 3 children in 4 months. That we have lost children that we're naming a heart for. And a heart for Jessica was birthed on the 5th of this month. And this is a little girl who is the pastor's daughter at Saddleback Church. And she has an amazing story. She has 2 brain tumors, and it took her life in 9 months. So, again, I want to say thank you for blessing us with that, and we're going to be launching that fundraiser for her little nonprofit where she does joy jars, and she is filling up jars with amazing things for children who are diagnosed with cancer. So, again, this is all part of this ministry of soul sisters coming together to see the bigger picture. And it's starting with the woman that's wearing the crown, which makes perfect sense.
It's amazing if you look back when we were brought together years ago and how we, you know, we would pray and we would talk. Remember how we used to pray in the mornings? We started that.
We
started that together. And Maria, my gosh, she woke up at like, I think, dark 30 because being on the East Coast. Of course, we know we're 3 hours ahead, but those are the good days. And actually, the show today, the first show, is such a wow. You know, I'm almost like filled with joy, and I feel like I, you know, it's just amazing.
Well, again, we're going to get more into this show as we get more comfortable with what we're doing. But I think it's going to be pretty exciting. But yeah, we have some listeners and we have some people in the chat room, and I'm really excited. And any feedback that you guys have, please go ahead and throw it in there. Give us a call, and if you have any questions, again, we're establishing this new way of fellowship, so we are excited to have anybody just come and join us. We're going to keep on going on. Let's go after chapter 12, and we're going to read 1 through 12.
Okay, so I'll continue on. I'll start in verse 2. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. His tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child the moment it was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. As her child was snatched up to God and to his throne, the woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled down to the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before God day and night has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short."
When I hear this, okay, and I have to stop and really think about and evaluate the caliber of women that are around us and the trials that we've all gone through. This is what I equate this scripture to, as far as we've all walked an incredible path and we've all dealt with this dragon on a very intimate level. And if you've noticed, the closer we get to becoming more and more what we're called to become, and that is more Christ-like, you will know that the trials become a little bit harder. That's the reason why this radio show is so important. Because if we don't start locking arms and joining voices now as soul sisters, okay, the power in doing that is so much stronger, locking arms against this dragon. As you all know, I've dealt with the dragon just recently. And it came to me in a place, in a time, and in a part of my life that was very vulnerable. And all of my soul sisters were there watching this dragon come into my life. And I told you all, this person is either the devil himself or he is an angel from God. And we found out that he wasn't an angel from God. Okay? We all slayed this dragon, and it was a perfect example, and I thank God Almighty for the representation of that moment, because this is what we're walking through. The closer we get to 12, 12, 12, where we're all going to go and gather in joyful assembly on the 22nd, we're going to slay more and more dragons. Now, I don't want to do it alone. Do you? I want to be with my soul sisters and making sure that all of you guys are okay, because we are here and the devil is pissed off. Yep, I said it, pissed off. And he does not want any of us to achieve our goals. So together, we're better. And together, everyone achieves more. And that's why this soul sister team is going to create what it is that we are creating. How do you feel about that, Rebecca?
Well, I'm excited. You know, it tells us, Paul tells us about when two or three are gathered, you know, and I really believe that. It's been in my life experience that when there is a unity, you know, God's presence and his grace is there. And I do feel as we move forward, that unity, we're able to do so much more. And it's like ants. Have you ever seen how much ants can do? You know,
we work together.
I mean, you wonder. I mean, I one day I was sitting. I think I was on the phone with you, Maria, that day. Do you remember that? I think I was in Delray Beach, Florida. And I was sitting out by the pool, and we were on the phone. This is like 5 years ago. And I said, I've never seen an ant. I mean, he was trying to do something, and then he went and grabbed his other ants so they could all move together. And they, like, literally took the stick across, like, not a big, big stick, but they really worked together, and they moved that stick. They moved that mountain.
That's why they're in Proverbs. They give an example of labor. They are not lazy. They work together, and they're strong when they're united. They're an army.
Exactly. So I think that whatever 12-12 means, I think that the important part is that we work together and we continue to do God's work and that we join together and that we are an army for these children, as you know, in the Foundation for Hearts of Hope, like we help children that don't have voices. We work together to make a difference.
Exactly.
In their lives.
Let me interject right now because I want Magdalena to read exactly again why this is the Chinese Year of the Dragon and what we're actually going to be doing in China. Read the statistics.
Well, not only that, but it's just, it ties it all in. Year of the Dragon, somehow God made this connection last night with saving the lives of these little girls in China. And I'm just going to read to you the statistics that are stated. That every year in China, the one-child policy results in 13 million abortions.
Wow.
Many of them forced and coerced by the government. Women are undervalued. So it's no wonder that 180,000 Chinese women commit suicide every year. 56% of all female suicides in the world. Females abandon at least 1 million infants each year. Another 70,000 children are trafficked to be sons or child brides. This is where sex trafficking comes in. This is the dragon working in China, the biggest nation. And he is attacking that nation, the heart of
the
freedom.
Girl.
The girl, yeah, well,
the girl.
The women.
He is attacking the women.
So this is where the heart of freedom is going to bring true freedom, spiritual freedom, because we're going to be helping to save lives.
You know, it's amazing.
Freedom.
Isn't that crazy? 13 million abortions?
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, women, they have to, it says here that women are abandoned by their families if they become with child with a little girl. That's why you hear all these horrific stories about China and kids being thrown out in the streets and no one does anything about it.
Uh-huh.
They just let them die.
Yeah, we saw that on a video. Remember just not so long ago, this poor little child that was run over time and time again, and everyone just walked over it. It was terrible.
Like nobody gives recognition. That's how the conditions are so sad. And it says if you choose to keep a child, you have to pay 10 times your annual salary. Nobody has that kind of income in China. It's a very poor country in a lot of ways.
So here's another example, again, or a very great example of the devil just coming in or this dragon coming in and really trying to rip out our girls. and Rebecca, you need to be blessed and see what it is that your heart is going to do for these girls. So I'm excited about it. And again, it's just bringing us together, women. And the show isn't about women, but wow, there's such an incredible power in women coming together. Men really need to understand the power of the soul sister. It's all good.
Well, if you look at history, if you look at the Bible, look at Esther. Look what she did. I mean, just power of women. If you look, you know, I mean, Mary brought, I mean, you know, Jesus's mother through her and what she did. At the well with Rebecca, and I mean, just some of the women throughout the Bible. I mean, Esther changed all of the Jewish people. She saved them. You know, I mean, it's amazing when women work together what we can do and what we can accomplish. And mm-hmm. we love men too, but you know what we're saying. We really mm-hmm. can do so much, and what God can do through all of us united. I'm big on the united part to make a difference, and that sort of has been, you know, here with Hearts of Hope, like what we've done together.
Which brings me to what we're going to start as a tradition, and that is every month on Soul Sister Radio, or actually Soul Sister Sunday, we are going to have a monthly scripture that we're really going to stand on as our foundation. And actually, I want Rebecca to read this one. And it's actually James 1:12. However, I want you to read James 1:1-12.
One second. James 1:1-12. Okay. James 1. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the 12 nations. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you have known that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. I love that.
Amen.
Just interject that wisdom. Because, I mean, how true is that when you go and you ask him how amazing it is what he does for us, that, you know. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. I love that, too. Because I can be a doubter. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. The man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. The brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position.
That's us.
Yeah. But the one who is rich should take pride in his low position, because he will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. It blossoms fall and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business. And the 12th verse is, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he stood the test, he will receive the crown of life. There we go, the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
Amen.
Okay.
So wow.
Our foundational scripture for the month of this first month of the year 2012 is James 1:12. And it Magdalena, would you like to share a little bit more about that scripture?
Yes, because when it really, again, comes to standing the test of time, that we have faith in God to trust, and that's what it brings me to think, am I trusting God? What has been the most difficult thing for me in my life is to have faith. God is prompting me to have faith in everything, that I must surrender everything to him, all my trials, And that to me is like, this is what, to me, if I can stand the trial and have faith and that God can crown me with his crown and to receive the gift of life and be in heaven with him, to me, there's no greater glory than that, that I will finally be next to my Father. Very good.
I think we have
like Avery last
on. Do we have the ladies on? From 757 and 509. I'm learning how to do the switchboard. Like, oh, you are on. Are you there?
Hello?
This is Becky.
Hello,
hi,
Becky.
Becky.
How are you?
Welcome. Nice to have you. It's our first guest.
Hey! I think you have Coretta on too.
It's Rebecca for Becky.
Hey, Coretta.
Coretta's on us too.
Beth is here.
Oh, Beth! Hello, Beth.
Hey, girls. Hello.
First, let's talk to Becky. I want to introduce everybody to Becky real quick. She is a listener and a soul sister from Washington, correct?
Correct.
Tell us a little bit more about you and how you know us all, Beth.
Oh, goodness. Well, can you guys hear me okay? Because my whole house is still sleeping. So.
Yeah, we hear you.
Gosh, I met you guys years and years and years ago when we were together at Palm Springs for Mrs. Globe, or U.S.
Yeah.
Globe. And, you know, it's just funny when we all travel our different walks how God brings different people back into your life. And Maria and Coretta and even Rebecca, for that matter, just keep coming back into my life. And I just really I think it was back in April or May of last year, I had a really beautiful three-hour conversation with Coretta and just was learning a little bit more about what everyone was doing and just really decided to pray about becoming a part of it and just leaving it in the Lord's hands. And as things have evolved, I just really, every day know more and more that this is perfect, God's perfect timing and where we're all supposed to be. So I'm just really excited because as you guys read into James, that's why I chimed in, is I was texting Crib on the chat board. God's had me in that scripture for the last 2 months and that whole chapter, that whole book.
Wow.
And I just started laughing. I'm like, okay, that's, because that's how God is, that preparation. And, he talks about, building your faith and the perseverance. And boy, I'm telling you, this last year has just been that for me. And I just wanted to share that, as it goes on, it says, faith without works and deeds, you can't have one without the other. So in reading James 1, and everything that Maria has created and Rebecca has created, it's just all part of the trials, a part of the preparation for the deeds that are about to go forth. And because those deeds are showing his love and greatness. So I just had to share that. That's all. I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome.
Well, along with you sharing that, Becky, I want to make a quick announcement, if you don't mind.
Oh, no.
I have waited, and the ladies in the Four Ambassador Program know this to be true, is I've waited a long time to allow anybody else into the program. And it is with great honor and privilege and such a blessing to welcome you into as a soon-to-be-nominated ambassador candidate. And I am just proud to invite you into this little group of women that have come together and are dedicated to locking arms as being an ambassador for Christ. And that is really what it's all about, even though the website doesn't really say that is what it's about. We're kind of an underground ministry because four really means followers offering restorative education. So I just want to welcome you into this little ambassador program and know that that crown is within you. And when you're ready, my beautiful friend, you're going to hand me that crown just like Rebecca did, and we're going to place it on your head someday. And as Coretta already knows, she has been diligently in the program, and she shared with you for those 3 hours that this truly is your walk with God and you becoming God's bride. And so I'm just blessed and honored to invite you in and welcome you in. And wow, how exciting.
Another soul sister. Woo!
Thank you, thank you. And, you know, just one other thing I just thought of, and I was going to share this, Corinne. I'm like, all right, Becky, just chime in.
That's what this show is about.
Well, I just, as you describe, you know, the direction that is purpose for Soul Sister Radio and your organization and just, you know, the crown that sits on the front of the website and everything. I was just led over, I was telling Coretta this morning to Isaiah 54, and if it's okay, can I read you something real quick?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In Isaiah 54, Isaiah 54 and 55 has gotten me through some extremely difficult times in the last 10 years. And he just took me there again this morning as you were talking, and it just says, starting in verse 11, it says, O afflicted city, lashed by storms and not comforted, I will build you with stones of turquoise and your foundations of sapphires. You will make your battlements of rubies and your gates of sparkling jewels and all of your walls of precious stone. All your sons will be taught by the Lord, and great will be your children's peace. In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed, and it will not come near you. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to work havoc. No weapon formed against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication for me, declares the Lord. And
amen.
I just wanted to share that this morning.
That is what this radio is all about. So please, share all you want. What did that scripture bring to you this morning?
Of just how many of us are overcomers and victors through Christ, and that's what your ministry is all about.
And that is. Rebecca, I know you want to say something.
Oh, I really do at that, because I was just the other day in a second. I mean, with God's grace and God's love, I mean, he can just pull us out of the pit. And that's what I find in this. You know, as you mature in age, and as, you know, I mean, I'm in my 40s. I mean, you can just look back at your life and see where people can be on the ground in the middle of, you know, hooked on anything, cocaine, I mean, eating disorders, alcohol. I mean, you know, and a lot of, big, you know, children have been abused, if I can just interject this really quickly. I mean, those are very big patterns in their life because of the hurt that they've experienced and the suffering that they've been through and the pain and all of that. And you know, with what Becky just shared and what we've been talking about this morning, and the glory of God and his grace, how he can just come in and pick us up. And if we persevere and continue, like we talked about and Hebrews, and it's just amazing. I'm so happy to be part of this. Thank you for having me be a part of this, everyone.
This is God's doing, not mine or anybody else. But Beth is on with us, so I wanna invite her on real quick. Hello, our beautiful Beth. How are you?
Hey, girls. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, baby.
Hello, soul.
Hey, Maria. I just want you to know that there's absolutely no mistake in the fact that Becky and I chimed in at the same time, because we chimed in for the same reason. Because after Rebecca read your scripture, I had been listening to the show the whole time, but I decided at that moment to actually chime in, because that is absolutely perfect.
James 1:12?
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us why it was perfect for you.
Well, I mean, for me, it's very simple. I mean, I'm not alone. You know what I mean? This is a tough, tough, tough life. And, you know, like Becky and like all of you, the last 5 years has brought me, like, oh, there's just no words. And so I just am so happy to not be alone.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's really that simple.
Yeah.
God's there. Y'all are there. It's just the perfect scripture. And I think it's mm-hmm. definitely spoke to everybody, and that's why I wanted to chime in and just say thank you.
Go ahead.
Well, for me, I also want to share what the crown. The crown is definitely going to be the glory, but I want to share going back to Revelation 22, because the number 22 is what kept calling us, and there's 22 chapters in Revelation, and it calls us the river of life. Then the angel showed me the river, the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the tree of life. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit. The 12 crops of fruit is the crown, the 12 stars, the 12 stems. We mm-hmm. are the fruit of God. And we're the fruit that's going to lead other fruit to this river of life, where we will be united with God, where we can rejoice and come in joyful assembly. And this is the joyful assembly that I have experienced today with you, my sisters, my soul sisters.
My soul sisters. Well, we have about 7 minutes left. And I just want to say, again, we'll get better and better at this, and we're going to get into our good, you know, walking shoes when it comes to this show. And so all your input and feedback and anything that you have to offer to us, any ideas that you might have, again, this is about a new way of fellowship and us coming together, not knowing what we're doing, but we'll figure it out. And so, but real quick, I want to give Rebecca the opportunity, because without you, we couldn't be here. You have blessed us with the sponsorship of this radio show. So under your umbrella of Rebecca Lawler Limited, please share with us exactly what Rebecca Lawler Limited is, what you've done, the products that you have, and what you are doing to bless the world with them.
Well, you know, I think we shared a little bit about it in the show. God, you know, really wanted, when I wanted to start Hearts of Hope, I needed a way to kind of fund it. And I'm a fashion girl. I love handbags and jewelry and shoes and everything. But God gave me the idea to do the glass heart, and we have a patent on it. So we have them on Rebecca Lawler. We have a website, RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. And so we log on there, get your heart, help us work together to make the world a better place and to help children who've lost their voices to make a difference in their lives. And so we have our beautiful necklaces, and that necklace is very special and very dear to my heart. And we'd love for you to log on and get one. Thank you.
You're so cute. Becky, you're still on with us. Please share with our audience real quick what it is that you do.
Well, I what do I not do? I'm a jack of many trades. No, I actually have my background, obviously, is in mortgage and helping homeowners keep their homes through mediations and so forth. But as of late, I've really just gained a passion and with my own success of shedding some major weight. I help others, fitness consulting. I work with them on their nutrition and exercise, and really what I'm finding as it evolves is it started out as a for-profit, and I'm finding that, you know, I'm just giving more of my time to people, helping them walk through the mental process of the battles that they have with the weight that they've gained and why they're where they're at and why they can't beat their old habits, or why they actually can. And that's really mm-hmm. just encouraging them in their weight loss challenges, and just being there for them and being a support system for them, knowing that, you know, because we are our own worst enemies and abusers. And when it comes to eating disorders and eating challenges, a lot of walking through that to get to where you want to be at a healthy place where you're free of diabetes, free of, you know, heart disease, all those things stems from whatever's going on in your mind. So I really just sit down with people and let them share what's going on and together just find a common road of accountability for their thought processes. And using a very old thing, familiar technique, which is speaking truth to a lie, and we lie to ourselves a lot. So that's what I just really help them do is recognize the lies that they tell themselves and help them redirect the path. And that's what I've been doing, and it's growing, and we'll see where it goes.
Perfect. I know that Coretta is going to be very excited under the Ambassador Program and under FOR to have you on FOR Fitness International and working with her, and that's going to be really exciting. And you know, I'm just all excited about all of it. We've got about a couple of minutes left, and I'm blessed to be here, and I just want to thank everybody for joining us, and we're going to end it with a radio song. I'm going to see if it'll work. I'm not sure, but we're going to end it with Train Soul Sister, Hey Soul Sister, which we're going to try and get permission to use it. For real, and Rebecca, I know God has blessed you with that avenue to open that up. And next week, we're really going to move with the second part of Revelation 12, and we're going to move forward on studying what that is about and really giving the women the tools that they need to put on their armor in order to slay these dragons that we are definitely going to be up against, because we can't predict anything as far as the future goes, except for we will have trials. We will be slaying dragons. And so we might as well lock arms, join voices, and do it together with an amazing, beautiful, sparkly armor that soul sisters wear.
We should wear our tiaras.
Huh?
Next time we should wear our crowns.
Our crowns.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited because even though it takes a while to receive one of these crowns through the Four Ambassador Program, one day I'm going to be in complete awe watching all of you amazing women before me with these amazing crowns that God dropped into our lap. And so I'm blessed for that. So we're going to end, and thank you all. And I want to end with James 1:12 again. And Magdalene is going to read it. And Rebecca, we will see you next week. And thank you so much. And all of our callers that called in. And Becky from Washington and Beth and Coretta for being in our chat room and our chat room guests. Thank you so much for being with us. And go ahead and read the scripture, and then we'll end it with a song.
Again, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Amen.
Amen. And thank you all so much for joining us today, and I just appreciate it. And we will see you next week on Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, 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 hey. You'll leave.